Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here. We are just about into a weekend for many people. They are hoping for some sunshine. Get outside, enjoy the weekend. We might see some showers roll through parts of the province over the weekend, but all in all, the temperatures look pretty good. And even the places that are getting showers, the hope is it's a shower, but not an all-day soaker, because people are yearning to get out and enjoy, right? If you look at the May-long weekend, a lot of people feel as if they lost the opportunity to enjoy that weekend, those that were wanting to get out camping or head out to the cabin, just down to the lake, enjoy a park, whatever. This weekend looks as if it might bring us a little bit more of that. Well, I want to talk about, we have great events that happen throughout this entire province, and we often will, from time to time, feature one of those events on the program. And there's one coming up this fall that combines fitness, community, support for mental health in the province. The Candle Lake Fun Run has grown into a popular annual event that brings together runners and walkers and volunteers and family while raising money, and I would suggest some awareness as well for mental health initiatives. This year's event takes place September the 12th, 2026. Organizers are hoping for another strong turnout, and I'm happy to have a couple of the lead organizers joining me today on the program. Brent Lowendorf is the president of the Candle Lake Fun Run, and Jolie Lowendorf is vice chair, both joining me by phone. Brent, Jolie, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks for having us on.
Where did the idea for, and how did the Candle Lake Fun Run start?
Well, how it started was back when we were younger. I lost a cousin to death by suicide, and we lost quite a few friends by the same disease. And then kind of fast forwarding into 2018, we lost my father-in-law to death by suicide. And at that time, we figured we wanted to do something to kind of get our family together, remember Murray, and, you know, raise awareness for mental health and reduce that stigma.
Sorry for your loss. That's, a lot of loss. There are a lot of people listening, though, that have experiences that allow them to relate, sadly, to this sense of loss and why it is important for us to talk about mental health, around mental health awareness. Do you think we're getting better, Jolie? Do you think we're getting better at breaking down the stigma and talking about this?
I believe so. Where we have started and where it's come, the numbers, people are now contacting us, reaching out to us, and we can now send them to places, because when it started, we as a family, there was five of us in our family, and we did not know where to turn when we lost him. And to this point today, now there are groups that are willing to take you on, and you just have to find them. I always say, you guys, there is help.
And I think, you know, it's also safe to say, I've talked about this enough and worked with people back in my previous job to know that sometimes it's not as easy as just by looking at someone able to tell what it is they're dealing with. That often is not an indicator. What they show on the outside, what they maybe show even through social media nowadays, I would suggest, Brent, is not an indicator of how they're actually doing.
Absolutely. You see people laughing, smiling every day, and there could be a lot of hurt inside, and what goes on, I guess, behind closed doors, and what they're struggling with, a lot of us don't know. And that's why it's very important when you see somebody maybe having a moment to maybe take the time and say hi and just kind of see how they're doing and show some love.
By putting together something like this Candle Lake Fun Run, do you have people that approach you as organizers saying, thanks for doing this, here's my story?
Absolutely. When we first started this, after the first year, we had so many people reaching out to us and, you know, sharing their story. The first, when we started it, there was, a couple people that came up to us. But after the first year, there was probably 10 to 12 people that either called Jolie or sent an email. You know, they made themselves vulnerable, but they told their story because we shared our story, and that's what it's all about, and It made them comfortable to share theirs.
I mentioned the event is happening September the 12th, 2026. So we've still got a couple of months to get there. What needs to happen between now and then? Are you looking to sign up runners? Do you need volunteers?
Yeah, we have just over 50 spots left. When we started this, we started at 400, and now we've grown it to over 550 registrants. It's growing quite a bit, and we kind of capped that because this year one of our items is a hoodie that's going in the swag bag, so we have to have in sizes to PGI printers who create those hoodies for us. So, yeah, it all has to kind of be in the next 2 to 3 weeks with those sizes so we can get those ordered.
That's a lot of runners. Is a lot of this, Jolie, people from that are part of the Candle Lake community, or do you have people coming from outside to participate?
Well, to be honest, it has grown, and our numbers have changed this year, and we actually have people from all over Saskatchewan and even a group from New Zealand that's putting in a team. So we are super excited.
That's so awesome. I was on your website, candlelakefunrun.ca, but can you talk a little bit about, you know, what are the run options? How long is this? What does the day look like on September the 12th?
So the run kicks off at 9:30 a.m. sharp. Again, all costumes, anything like that is welcome because it is a fun run. We have ages from 2 right up to 86 or 87 years old. So the day starts off the 10K runners starting off at 9:30. And then 2 minutes later, Rod Kidder announces or silences or puts off a horn, I should say. And then the 5K walk/run start on the Candle Lake Golf Course.
Nice. This has got to be great for the community, the resort, because it's a beautiful resort, and this would bring a lot of people there and maybe to some introduce them for the first time to what Candle Lake has for them.
Yeah, that's been a big thing. There's a lot of people that do come to the event that never have been to Candle Lake before, and they just see its beauty in the course and the community itself. Candle Lake Golf Course does an amazing job having the course ready and all the paths, and we're very thankful for us able to run our fun run on their course.
Brent and Jolie Lowendorf are my guests. They are executive members of the Candle Lake Fun Run. What is the ask today, Jolie? What are you challenging Saskatchewan people to do in order to either participate or help out?
Well, I am challenging everyone to join us, and whether you're there to run and sign up with us, please come join us for the day because it is an intimate day with a whole bunch of people, and we would love to see whoever wants to come out and enjoy the day and relax.
It's a great way to have some fun, enjoy a beautiful part of our province, and raise some money and much-needed awareness to mental health. Brent, Jolie, congratulations on what you've done with this over the years, and we look forward to connecting again closer to the event.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Brent and Jolie Lowendorf, the event is the Candle Lake Fun Run. Again, candlelakefunrun.ca is the website. There's still some availability if you want to get in on the run, and that swag bag, which includes a hoodie, sounds like it's right there. Incentive to do it.